הגענו לקטע מספר 3.
And we are in excerpt number 3 now. This is from Rabash.
מתוך רבש, כן.
כן, כן.
אז מאמר 13.
So, article 13, Mighty Rock of My Salvation. The issue of love of friends is where each person in the group, besides having a desire of his own, acquires desire from the friends. This is a great asset that can be obtained only through love of friends. Only in such a group is it possible to instill the friends with a desire to bestow, meaning that each will absorb a lack from the friends, which he himself lacks the power to bestow. And wherever he walks, he is eagerly searching for a place where perhaps someone will be able to give him the power to bestow. Hence, when he comes into a group where everyone is thirsty for the power to bestow, everyone receives this strength from everyone else. This is considered receiving strength from the outside in addition to the small power that he has within him.
Come on, Eve.
Excerpt number 4. Rabash, Purpose of Society 2. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it's against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. Each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friend can no longer unite with them.
כבר הוא לא יכול להתאחד עמהם.
ניב.
מתוך מאור ושמש.
Excerpt number 5. מאור ושמש. כל עשרה
השכינה שורה.
It is known that in every 10 there is Shekhinah, divinity. And this is a complete level. In a complete level, there are head, hands, legs, and heels. It follows that when every person regards himself as nothing in society, then he regards himself as a heel compared to the society. While there, the head, the body, and the higher organs, when each one thinks of himself in this way, they make the gates of abundance and ever lushness in the world, and every lushness in the world open up to them. And it is drawn the most through the person who is more regarded as nothing and as a heel.